Danny Baker's here, and I was listening to Danny Baker. I'd say I do listen to you regularly, but I was listening to you about a year ago, and something stuck in my mind. Because I was down there with my son. You were moaning about a clock that wasn't working. On your radio show.
Oh, well, the general clocks that weren't working. No, moaning, I think, is too strong a word.
No.
I think it was an observation, you'll find.
An observation, that's what I mean.
That was the time there's a big clock in Marylebone High Street outside of Waitrose. That just, it's a very British thing, you just don't expect big clocks on the outside of jewellers and places to actually work. And that's jewellers, by the way. But you go in there and buy a watch. Just one of those tiny things that everyone said, well, yeah, in our high street the clock don't work. And then it just, we rounded up all the clocks that don't work.
I thought it was great, and I thought, well, that really is the essence of you. Because you're an everyman guy, and you never kind of lost that.
It's crazy like a fox in some ways. I'd like to say it wasn't, you know, it was just, oh, simple. But you've got to have the steely conviction that a certain amount of an audience is going to go along with things like, what have you got inside that's normally outside, and what's outside that's normally inside. So, you know, people will ring up and say, oh, my mother keeps a pitchfork in her front room. But you've got to have the bedrock of knowing that, and then milk it for all it's worth.
But you did a fantastic one that I've never, ever forgotten, and it makes me hoot with laughter to this day. It was, everyone's father has an irrational dislike for some kind of TV or radio personality.
Yeah.
It has to be a really irrational
dislike.
And they become really nasty about it.
My dad, unbelievably, couldn't bear Morecambe and Wise.
Yeah.
And I was sitting in my front room in this warm glow of pure Britishness and the genius of Morecambe and Wise. My old man sitting there going, look at him. What, have you ever seen anything more silly in all your life? God, what have we got these on for? Morecambe and Wise.
I remember you had a guy ring up whose dad had an irrational dislike for the guy who did the commentary when the first guy walked on the moon.
Yes,
and ended up missing the recording because he was talking over the recording saying, look at him working again.
The other day we had the phone in amongst others, usually about 9 plates spinning, was what is the first image you remember of television? Not show. And sometimes you're not quite sure what that is. And a fellow rang in and said, I know, I was in a tin bath in my front room in South London when man landed on the moon and I watched it. And I said, man landed on the moon at 2:30 a.m. in this country.
Yeah, what's doing in the tin bath that time of day?
I can tell you, I was in a tin bath. And I said, well, there you have both ends of the evolutionary scale. Man is walking on the moon while in Catford they've still got tin baths.
So what is the first television that you remember?
I can remember John Betjeman doing voiceovers on, this is before television was on all day, and wasn't that a glorious era, by the way, when the BBC still had the cojones to say at 12 o'clock, well, after school programmes, there's nothing on BBC One until Jack and at 4, so we're closing down. I.e., go and amuse yourselves. Don't wait for us.
But if you were off school sick, you had to amuse yourself.
That was it.
Crown Court. Obviously.
Television used to have the nous to say, "Well, we've got nothing worth broadcasting, so we're not going to broadcast anything."
So it's nothing. The first thing you remember.
The first thing was these little films that John Betjeman used to do around lunchtime. Beyond that, I remember the program How, of course, which people of a certain age will remember. It was a program where four academics or would-be academics
And Fred Dynage.
And Fred Dynage. Yes, of course, and Fred. and they used to give you how things worked. It was a gripping program. It was revived with recently Gaz Top, I remember. Anyway, so I remember he said, and this is about 1967, 8, when black and white television was all there was, and he said, if you stay tuned, I'm going to show you how to make colour on black and white television. And he had this disc, which was half black and half white, and put it in some kind of machine that span it really quick.
Oh, I remember
and that. Because of 625 lines, which television used to be broadcast on, it suddenly was colour on the television. And I stood there going, Mum, quick, Mum, we got colour on the television. Mum. And my mum said, hang on, she's washing up, came into the front room, missed it all, thought I'd gone nuts. Now, I said that on the air, and somebody said, I remember that. He said, but it was worse than me. He said, a year later, when colour television was just coming in, and the licence was so much more expensive for colour television, he said, I was at the post office having seen this. He said, I'm about 10. And the fella said, do you have a colour or a black and white set, madam? She said, black and white. He said, no, Mum, remember, we can get colour on it. I said, no, is it where, madam? Well, no, Mum, remember, we can get colour on it. I had no idea what I was doing. Anyway, that was my first
one. Well, mine was, I remember Peter West doing the cricket.
Yeah.
I also remember Sir John Gielgud doing schools programmes. And it was about the time when Prince Charles was, what do they call that, where he was?
The investiture.
The investiture, 68. Well, so many people said they remember Churchill's funeral. A lot of people ringing up saying, I can see trees with a kind of a warthog jumping over them. Anyone?
No.
Exactly.
So, Channel 9, Reader Fusion? Channel 9?
Channel 9, Associated Reader Fusion. Yes, of course, Associated Reader Fusion.
And one was BBC. What was it where you were, though? You were in a different area, so it wouldn't be Channel 9 for you, would it?
Well, no, it would have been 80
ATV.
ATV or Anglia.
Yeah.
In fact, those wonderful...
Tinker and Tucker on ATV.
Those fantastic... Oh, Boomerang, Boomerang. Yeah. I've got the LP.
Police 5, originally.
Police 5, on it. Oh, she wasn't sure the best. Shaw Taylor on Police 5, if you'll forget. Shaw Taylor. He used to throw in more information than you needed. The script must have said it was down this way that the burglar came. And Shaw would walk in with his hands in his pockets of his Mac and go, it was down this lane, nice place, kind of bring your dog, go black.
Yeah, that's right.
He would throw in for
Illustrate it, wouldn't he?
Oh, man. He used a lot of words.
I saw Shaw Taylor one time at Paddington Station. I said, hello, Shaw. And he said, oh, you're Steve. I said, yeah, yeah. I said, where are you going? He said, well, I'm just going down to do my HTV one. And I said, well, where are you going after that? He said, well, and I'll be going tomorrow. I'll be going up to Central or wherever it was. And I didn't realise, of course, he did it in all the different regions.
There's plenty of work. And the great thing you audience might want to come in after I've gone, if you can still remember the jingles of the idents of the regional television, because London Weekends was, it's go, bing, 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 ding, 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 or was it ATV?
No.
ATV was, ding, ding, ding. No, that was ABC.
Ding, ding, dong. Dang dang dong, not ding dang dang.
ABC was dang dang dong.
Oh, you were quite right. But Southern had theirs, Anglia had theirs, with the man on horseback going slowly.
The night on
Cumbria had theirs.
Westward as well.
If anyone out there's got them,
and
cool. Wang dang dee pa.
You know, when I have Danny Baker on, he's so reticent. I can't get him to say a word. It's so difficult.
He's always been that way.
Yeah. Let me just take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk about Dan being the guest narrator for the new stage version of the Rocky Horror Show. We'll be right back. With Danny Baker. Am I too dirty?